Today FM's Last Word on Business with Matt Cooper and Capital Flow, providing cash flow solutions for businesses in Ireland with invoice discounting.
Today FM.
Ian Guider, Markets Editor of the Business Post, is with us. Ian, Revolut claims to have about 1 million customers in Ireland, but it seems that they're all going to have to change their IBAN and BIC numbers later in the year. Why so?
Well, there'll be a bit of hassle for some Revolut customers. It will depend on how much and what you use your Revolut account for. As you said, Matt, they've signed up about 1 million customers, which is a large chunk of the Irish population. What is happening is that currently Revolut manages those accounts out of the UK, where it is regulated. Now, as a result of Brexit, you will no longer have those passporting rights into Ireland and the rest of the European Union. One of the main reasons to be a member of the European Union so that you can cross-sell or sell financial services across borders without having to be regulated in that country. However, it is moving the management of those accounts to Lithuania, where it has an electronic money license out of the Lithuanian Central Bank. Now, it has applied for a license from the Irish Central Bank, an electronic money license. That application is ongoing. Revolut have a team on the ground here, and I understand it's growing. However, that license has not been processed just yet. So over the next couple of months, those accounts will be migrated over to the Lithuanian entity. Now, what it means, Matt, for most customers, it will depend on how you use it. So you've just top up from your main bank account and use your Revolut card to take out money or tap out for a transaction, you won't have to worry about it. But if your salary is paid into your Revolut account, if you have direct debits, you'll have to go in and change your IBAN and your BIC, because it will no longer be an Irish bank account. It'll be a Lithuanian one. So you'll have to change in those details. So it will cause a bit of hassle for customers depending on how it's being used. And I understand they have actually got many people signed up as it's their main bank account. For many people, it's their secondary bank account. They use it abroad. They use it to take money out for transactions overseas. But it will just depend on how much you use it. Also raises a question, Matt, is, you know, given how quickly Revolut is growing, you know, the central bank here, it has its processes for signing up applications and licensing. But given Revolut is one of the fastest growing companies, as to how quickly this process could or should have been done. Because, you know, if you look at how 1 million customers have been signed up by Revolut in the last couple of years, this is a growing company. You would think we would want to have it regulated here in Ireland so that we can get all of the jobs and all of the services that come with it.
Well, that's an interesting point, because it is clear now that the City of London is starting to become very worried about the implications of a no-deal Brexit, that already that there are many finance jobs migrating from London to other countries, and enormous sums of money as well.
Yeah, there's a study out today by EY, the accounting firm, and they've looked at all of the financial firms who have said that they were moving some of their operations out of London. So far, the job numbers, they're in the thousands. So they estimate about 7,500 jobs have left the UK. Many of them have come to Ireland. Some have gone to Germany. Some have gone to Luxembourg. Some have gone to Paris. But it's the outflow of funds and cash that is the problem. Somewhere in the region of £1.6 trillion sterling has left the UK. So you think of all the investment funds out there, they're moving their domiciles to countries like Ireland, companies in Luxembourg, Paris, Milan, Frankfurt, the Netherlands. So this is a huge hit to the City of London. Yeah, the jobs, or most of the jobs, will still be in the City of London. But the real power, where is the money managed from? That is moving outside. And that will really hurt the City of London's status as one of the world's top two global financial centres behind New York.
Now, tell us about the government's urging landlords to be flexible in the issue of commercial tenants' rights. Rent,
yeah, we have got a what they're calling a voluntary code of practice drawn up between some of the major property funds who represent landlords in Ireland and also the government. So it's released today by the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, and he is
tarnished
asking commercial
tarnished.
Tarnished. I'm not the only one. Actually, I'm sure in his own mind he might like that title somewhat sooner than earlier. But the tarnished has asked firms to show forbearance to customers or companies that are in distress. So you think in the retail sector that were closed for many months, have seen their turnover still well below levels before the lockdown. So he's asking the commercial property funds to show forbearance, that if companies can't pay, don't pursue them. Don't head straight down to the High Court and start launching applications for injunctions against them or to make them pay, but to go enter a voluntary process where you can sit down with a customer, sit down with a tenant and say, how much can you pay? Based on your rent right now. Now, how many of these companies will actually agree to it? Because remember, Matt, on the other side of these commercial property companies, there are their investors, and in a lot of cases, that's pension funds who have their own obligations to pay out to their members, their investment funds that have to make distributions to their members, so they need the money. Of course, many of the tenants can't pay it. Now, this is a voluntary code of practice. What he is saying is, look, negotiate agreements between yourself. Perhaps pay what you can pay right now. Maybe don't pay the back rent. Maybe don't pay all of the money you're due, but pay something. I just wonder, there's no real incentive here. The government can't really interfere in these private agreements. And as I said, just looking at some of the applications before the court, you can even see it in certain cases where there are solvency issues for many retailers. Some of the big funds are saying, actually, we don't believe your figures. We don't believe your turnover is so bad that you can't afford to pay not just your current rent, but everything you owe us from earlier on this year.
It's hard to decipher some of the economic stats coming out, Ian, particularly when we were heard the other day that the economy is not declining by as much, particularly because of manufacturing and exports. And yet now you have an AIB survey which suggests a factory activity declined in the month of September.
Yeah, if only the economic data was actually so solid you could trust it from one day to the next. Yeah, this is a survey of manufacturing companies by AIB. They go to them every month and ask them, are you employing as many people as you were the previous month? Are your orders higher or lower than the previous month? Are your costs higher or lower? And what's emerged from this survey is that while the manufacturing sector had been growing for the last number of months, in fact, it had been growing very strongly in July and August, in September, there were signs that it deteriorated. And one of the main reasons for that is overseas exports, which have held up so much so far this year, particularly from the pharmaceutical sector. They've begun to weaken in recent months. AIB's economists are putting it down to the COVID impact, that you've had further restrictions, particularly in the Dublin area, impacting the economy. And that has maybe meant that some firms are losing out on a bit of work. But also the Brexit fear factor is back again, particularly in September when the UK introduced that internal markets bill, which really upset everything about the prospect of a no deal happening. And I think that nervousness is really beginning to impact. And I think in the next couple of months, we've even seen from the revenue commissioners today are warning firms to brace, particularly overseas firms, brace for an impact of a no deal Brexit. And I think over the next while, we may see some further deterioration in the manufacturing sector.
Ian Guyatt, our markets editor of the Business Post, thank you for joining us.
Today FM's Last Word on Business with Matt Cooper and Capital Flow, providing cash flow solutions for businesses in Ireland with invoice discounting.
Today FM.